Okay, what is today? November 18th. Guys, we're going to talk about lead generation today. And as if you read my email, the title of my email today is Where Do I Get My Customers? Now, it's a pretty general question. Unfortunately, it's asked by folks that have not pursued any customers yet, but it's pretty simple. Where do I get my customers? In reality, it is a simple question, but the answer or the follow-up to that may not be as simple as the question itself. So where do I get my customers? Well, before we go into where they actually come from, let me go over a few topics before we get to our main point, which is lead generation today. Now, I would presume that most of you have your computer on and that you're at my email that I sent out to everybody, and you're at the attachment page down on the bottom. hold on here, folks, while I pop open my bottle of water here. If you look at your first attachment, as always, I've got the agent leaderboard. Congratulations to you leaders that are consistently moving freight. That's typically how you get on the leaderboard. You take action, you contact and connect and collaborate with the marketplace, and then you provide the service of actually moving freight or moving your customers' loads. Let's move on to the second attachment that I've got there. Basically, that is titled Continually Grow Your Business. Now, there are other attachments that relate to this one, attachments that typically say every day contact or accumulate 3 new customer prospects. Well, this goes hand in hand with that, and basically what it says is if you click that open, continually grow your business. What does that mean? It means always search for new prospects to drop in the pipeline, replacing business that you will eventually lose. So, what does that mean? Obtain 3 new contacts daily, regardless of how well your freight is moving. Now, I should have actually put those last 3 lines in red, because here's what happens when you start becoming successful in this profession. You start moving some loads, 1-2 a day, and then you start slacking off. Yes, people typically start slacking off. They think that the contacts that they've made are going to be good enough. I'm just going to start coasting here. And that is the wrong attitude, because as I say in the document here, always search for new prospects to drop in the pipeline, replacing business that you will eventually lose. Not only business that you will eventually lose, but business that never even gets off the ground. You're going to find out that when you send me a credit app, most, and I won't say most, but there's a small percentage of those customers that you set up in the system that you won't even move a load with. Why? That's just the way it is. You're not going to move loads with every single customer that you bring into LDI. So always search for new prospects to drop in the pipeline, replacing business that you will eventually lose. And trust me, you will eventually lose it. If not lose it, it's just going to fall off to the side, and you may not hear from these folks, you know, who knows, for a couple weeks, a month, you know, even up to a year. And you may wonder, gee, what happened to those folks? I better get on the phone and call them. Now, typically when you do call them, you're going to hear the standard, it's slow. You know, what else? It's slow now. I've changed positions. Actually, hold on, folks, here while I mute everybody. Let's keep going on here. But you'll hear a number of excuses why, or explanations why people are not moving their freight. But one more time, always search for new prospects to drop in the pipeline, replacing business that you will eventually lose, and you will eventually lose it. Now, the only question is, when will you lose it? Well, you may lose it in a couple weeks. You may lose it in a couple months, a couple years. Hey, it could be up to 5 years. It all depends on the amount of attention that you place on that certain customer and really the number of loads that they're moving, because not all customers move the same amount of loads. Okay, let's X out of that one and proceed into the third attachment that I sent you. This one basically states, remember when calling prospects and customers to make the sale easier. How do you make it easier? You make it easier by establishing rapport first, establishing a connection between yourself and your customer, something that the two of you know about. Let me read on here. Find common interests and build a relationship. People are more likely to buy from a friend than a salesperson. Now, you may be asking, how do I establish rapport first? Well, I will say this. When you're just starting off in this profession, it can be difficult because typically if you're just making a cold call, you don't know what to say to this individual. You've basically got to, let me say it, gut it out and do the best you can to keep this prospect on the line as long as possible. Now, of course, you can find out what they ship. I shouldn't say you can. You must find out what they ship. That's certainly a way of establishing rapport. But I'll say this, when I typically call a new prospect, I am calling them on a lane that I found out about, that I found out earlier through who knows what, somebody else, a referral, a truck driver. I call them specifically on a lane that they are specifically moving from point A to point B, the weight, the miles, all that stuff. That's how I get my future prospects' attention. That's how I start establishing rapport with them, by showing them that I know what lanes they are moving. So again, you may ask, well, how do you find out what lanes are moving? You get in the game, you stay in the game, you start moving freight, you start inquiring of other people. But typically, a way to find out what lanes are moving is when you talk to drivers, you find out what lane they just did. Typically, they will tell you, not all of them, but a lot of them will. That is what I typically go into a new prospect with. Hold on, folks. I talk to them about a lane that they are moving. So, make the sale easier, establish rapport first, find common interests, and build a relationship. People are more likely to buy from a friend than a salesperson. Now, how do I act as a friend going into a call for the first time? Well, if you're new at this, it is challenging, but this is a skill that when you practice it more and more and more and make more phone calls to more prospects and more customers, you will increase your skill level in that area, where you can go into a call for the first time and act as if you're a friend. Certainly, if you know how to establish rapport right away with what's important to me, what lanes are they moving? Okay, let's X out of that one, move on to the next one, which will be the fourth attachment that I sent you in that email. And what does this say? Well, it's in relation to the attachment that I just went over. Before you call anybody, do your research. And for me personally, when I go into a phone call knowing a lane that somebody is shipping, that is called research. How did I do it? I did my research by actually talking to people that were willing to give me information. But do your research. Calling a shipping decision maker before you gather any information on them basically says that I didn't feel that this call was important enough for me to take an interest and do any research on you. When you go into a call for the first time, second time, even the third time, you better know what this company at least does, what they make, what they ship. And if you are blessed enough with more information, where do they pick up? Where do they drop off? Where do you get that? You ask around. You move more freight. You stay in the game. Hey, when you start off, you're on your goal line. Your goal is to get the goal line at the other end of the field. What do you have to do? You have to keep hiking the ball, which means you have to keep making the calls. It's that simple. And here's the thing. You may ask me a personal question. I know the answer to it, but you won't know it until you actually do it. How can you explain, you know, what playing football is like if you don't get out there and play the game? If you don't get out there and play the game, you can't describe what it is like. You don't have that experience. It's the same with selling. It's the same with participating in this profession. You got to get step out onto the playing field and play the game. So one more time, do your research. Calling a shipping decision maker before you gather any information on them basically says, in a nutshell, that I didn't feel that this call was important enough for me to take an interest and do any research on you. So one more time, do your research. Whatever you can gather, at least 5 points going into a phone call for the first time with somebody that you've never had a conversation before. Do your research. Remember, it is not about you, your service, who you represent. It is all about them. That is what will get their attention the most. When you focus on them, make the conversation all about them and not you. Okay, let's move on to the fifth attachment that I sent you. Go ahead and X out of the fourth there and click open the fifth one. Here's just an idea. The idea is, well, the title is Gather Research on a Company Prospect. The idea is, or the guidance for you here is to start. This is before you actually call on a shipping decision maker. If you're looking to get information on a company, for whatever reason you're unable to find it, start by calling that company's sales department, as salespeople will talk about their company and where it's going. Let's face it, we're in sales, guys. A lot of us have the ability to talk and talk and talk, and we love sharing information with others, as trivial as it may be sometimes, or as important as it may be sometimes. But salespeople like to talk. They enjoy talking. They enjoy talking about what they're doing, obviously. Those are not typically the successful ones. The successful ones focus everything on the customer or the prospect. But typically we run into salespeople that really don't know how to sell. They don't get on conference calls like this. They're not trained by a so-called expert or somebody that's been in the game for over 25 years. They sit there and they talk about themselves. So here's the plus side of that. Call a company's sales department and ask them, you know, hey, what do you guys make? For all you know, they may know their shipping lanes. You know, don't ask them what companies they sell to, but ask them what states they ship to. You never know what answer you'll get. So start by, if you're unable to find detailed information on a company before you call them, start by calling their sales department, as salespeople talk about their company, sometimes nonstop, and where that company is going. So let's go ahead and click out of that one and click on the last one, which leads us to our topic today. And yes, I go over this topic repeatedly because it is an important topic, and that is lead generation sources. I get this all the time. Where do I get my customers? As if people think that customers are just going to be dropped in their lap. Yeah, where do I get my customers? You get your customers by tapping into an unlimited amount of sources that are out there. But these sources are general. They're generic. They're not too specific, although some of them are, but we're just going to go over a few of them. So where can we generate leads from? Well, one of the best places to do that is from people that you know. People, ask them, you know, where do they work? These are acquaintances, they're friends, they're, you know, people that you talk to on a limited basis, a long-term basis, because everybody, if they're participating in our culture here, typically everybody has a job. Now, does every job require shipping? No, it does not. There are a lot of services out there that have nothing to do with shipping, but a lot of them do. So I would venture to say that a lot of you folks at the top of the leaderboard that are successful, you have gotten leads from some of your contacts that you know, some of your friends, neighbors, acquaintances, whoever they may be, always a great source for a lead. While you're out driving around, make sure you have a notebook in hand. When I was driving truck several years ago, that's what I did as I was driving up and down the 5 and the 99 freeway here from Southern to Northern California. I would have my notebook ready to write down names of companies that I saw potential in. That, you know, again, you're typically looking at them from the front. You don't necessarily see their loading dock, but you got a good feeling whether they have a loading dock or not. Dave, you have a customer called Telva that I gave you a while ago. That is a lead that I got while I was driving up the 99 freeway in Modesto, California. Hey, they make calf milk replacer. I'm familiar with that stuff because I was born and raised on a farm. How interesting, Kelva, they had some sign up saying that they make milk replacer. Gee, let me jot that down. I know what milk replacer is. I will say this, Dave, you have taken those loads to another level because you're moving a whole lot more than I ever did with them. But that is an example of where I was driving down the freeway and I just made a note of this one company. Now, I made notes of other companies, but that's the one that comes to mind, Dave. Okay, so have your notebook handy as you're driving around. You just never know. Write down the name of a company and write down the name of, you know, who they're next to, anything that you can think of so when you call that company, you can tell them about things that you already know. Mike, I was driving down the freeway. Aren't you located, Mike from Calva, that is. Mike, aren't you located right next to that Ford dealership? You know, what's he going to say? Wow, you know where we're located. At least you know that. So just an example, referrals from others, as you get better at this profession, you will see that a lot of people are going to refer you. Why? Because they've had a great experience working with you already. And when people see that, they love sharing information to show others how good they have it, especially with you, because you're moving so many loads for them. So you will see that as you get better and better at this, you're going to get a lot of referrals, a lot of people that come to you. Last spring, Maria brought in a customer, and now she's dealing with three other customers in the same industry, all because of that one customer that she started off with, and these other three customers were referred to her through this one customer because she is doing an outstanding job with them. So the better you get, I'll just say this, the better you get, the longer you stay in this, the more successful you're going to be. It is that simple. So referrals from others, referrals to you. Your companies, again, as you've picked up more freight, companies that you've picked up from, boy, anytime you get a load sheet, you better stare at that thing and see, hey, have I picked up from this company or the company that it's going to? Have I delivered to this company before? Those are such easy leads. They're so easy to call. But here's the thing. You're not going to call them until after the load is delivered. Either it's been picked up from the shipper, which is your lead, or the receiver. But don't ever call a company like this while the load is still in motion. Your goal is to call them and let them know that you successfully picked up the load and successfully delivered that. That's only going to make you look that much better. But anyway, companies that you've picked up from, companies that you've shipped to, companies in the same industry as a customer that you have. Every industry has competitors, let's face it. But if you can tell another competitor of your one company that you specialize, when you call them, that you specialize in shipping produce, in shipping lumber, in shipping whatever it is, that will get their attention. Hey, that's what I ship. But, you know, would you necessarily say that you are a competitor of theirs? Well, it's up to you. It all depends on how well your shipping manager or the shipping decision maker receives you. But that is one of the easiest way to get leads, to call competitors, let them know that you specialize in their type of product. And really, you do, because you've shipped many loads in that industry before with that first customer. Another one, company info on packaging labels. Go into any store, any food store. Look at the labels that are on the food packages. It's just a barrage of information. Boy, if you say that I can't find any leads, you are not living, breathing, and your eyes are not open. They're all over the place. This is one of the greatest ways to find leads. Whatever produce company you're calling, I saw your mangoes in Vons the other day. Do you ever look for additional trucks to move your loads? Another real easy one, as you're bringing in more customers, I point this out to everybody, as you know, look at their customers' credit references. Again, one of the easiest ways to get leads, look at their credit reference sheet. Whoever's on that sheet that you're listed, all you have to do is call them and say you were referred to them because you actually were. You were referred to them because their name is on your new customer's credit sheet. So I was referred to you by Calva Products. Wow, you were referred to me by Calva Products. Wow, Mike over at Calva referred me. Wow, that's great. What are you doing? How can I assist you? Always look at your customer's credit reference sheets. Obviously, you got cold calls. That's where we all start. You got to get on the phone. You got to start somewhere, as I typically say, on the freshman team. And your goal is to make your way from the freshman team to the varsity team. So we all have to start off with cold calls and doing internet searches. But I will say, we got to start somewhere. Once you keep doing that and bringing in more customers, because you keep doing that, this profession gets easier. To me, it is easy starting off. All you have to do is get on the phone, develop the skill set required to be successful by connecting and collaborating with as many individuals as possible. The last example I have down at the bottom, the general starting place, go to thomasnet.com, start calling the customers that are on their list. There are tens of thousands of them. If you don't feel comfortable, go to a certain industry that you are familiar with. Even if it goes back to your childhood, I don't know what you specialize in. When I first started in this industry, growing up on a farm in Wisconsin, I was familiar with animal feed. So what did I do? I called feed stores. I found out later on that feed stores don't do a whole lot of shipping. They do by the pallet. But I went after the bigger feed stores that were big enough to ship a whole truckload. Okay, so lead generation sources. It's a topic that I've got to go over every month or two because it is so important. Now, if you could be so generous, Dave, to hit *6. Are you there, Dave?
Yes, I'm here, Ted.
Dave, thank you so much for getting on with me.
No problem.
Dave, could you give one or two examples of your lead generation system now?
Ted, I'm using everything, like you said, you know, anything come to your mind, I can use it. I had a customer today moving the load for him in New Jersey. Before even I want to get my next customer, I start having some email back and forth with the shipping decision maker. So she was asking me for bill of loading, and we had some conversation about the when truck is going to arrive there. I didn't, you know, provide anything to her, but I'm sure she's going to be my next customer. I mean, anywhere, Ted, I can tell you, Google, Thomasnet. I have few websites. Really, I was thinking about that. I'm going to send you all those by the email. If somebody are interested more about the produce, because, you know, the produce is the most easiest one in the beginning, there are lots of lead, and most of them are coming with the name of the person and is coming with the email address, everything. I mean,
are you talking when you go to a company online? The produce company will list who the shipping decision maker is?
Yes, that's a website. They just, you know, you can go through to that website. You can see the list, and they show you all the information. I mean, most of it, I mean, maybe around 60 to 70%, it comes with the name and the email address for the shipping decision maker.
Okay, wonderful.
That's the easiest one. I'm going to forward it to you.
But basically, Dave, you get a lot of leads and successful customer sign-ups because you look at loads that you do, where it picks up, where it drops off at.
Ted, anytime I just delivering the load, I mean, 100%, I'm going to call that place few times and make sure, because usually they tell you they do not move anything, like you say. They say the customer wrote it, but I don't believe them, really. I just keep calling them and just keep asking them.
So you don't accept no right away?
Well, no, of course not. If you do, you know, you're going to lose. So I'm going to keep calling them, and just finally after 2-3 times they say, yeah, we have one load, our customer looking for, you know, somebody to move it. Okay,
right.
Send me the load information, and that's
okay.
It. That's the load.
Okay. Dave, thank you so much for sharing that. Tom, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Tom, thanks for jumping on here. John, could you give the group just one or two examples of how you generate your leads and are able to bring in so many new customers?
I generate a lot of my leads by where my loads are going, the area they're going, and if we don't have return freight coming out of there, I reach out to the local businesses out there and see what I can get for backhauls for my trucks coming out of there, because, of course, once you start talking backhauls, they know they're going to get a better rate probably than they're getting out of front haul, so they're happy to work with you.
Give us an example of how that worked recently.
I've just about in the door with Del Monte Foods.
Okay.
And that's out of Fresno. And once I get in there, it's going to be nationwide anyways. But I'm using the gypsum loads going out there because I'm trying to get a steady run of guys that are running the gypsum out to Fresno, and then from Fresno we can load them out to anywhere they want to go.
So you got your gypsum loads that load in Vegas, correct?
Yep.
And basically, so what you realize is, hey, these loads are going to Hanford, right?
Yes, sir.
And Hanford is how many miles from Fresno?
26.
26 miles. So did you just pick Del Monte as a place to start with?
Oh, no. I did some research. I wanted to maintain – I like the food industry because, you know, everybody's got to eat all the time, so it kind of doesn't slow down too often.
You're sticking with an industry that will always be moving freight.
Right. And so I researched, you know, canned goods or anything like that in Fresno, California. It comes up by state. There you go. You pop on it, scroll down, then you start working away. And actually, the Del Monte corporate offices are in, or Heinz is in Pittsburgh. Del Monte corporate offices are in Kansas City.
Right.
So I've been dealing with them out in Kansas City.
Right.
And I'm just about in the door.
Okay.
It takes some time, but we're going to get them.
So let me ask Dave, Tom, boy, thank you so much for sharing this. This is a system that you both have put into place, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
definitely.
Dave?
Definitely, Ted.
Okay. Is this something that you just knew right away in doing, or is this, did this start off with an idea and you had to, you know, do a lot of failing to get to the, you know, to the place where you are? Have you made some mistakes getting up to this point?
Oh, absolutely. You're always gone.
Definitely. Every day, Ted, we're just learning. I mean, lots of even right now, if you think I'm just doing that good, every day I can tell you this. I make 50 phone calls. Probably I can get one or two email addresses. And
mm-hmm.
just the email address, that's it. It's not
mm-hmm.
more than that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can tell you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to share, guys, before I open this up to more question and answer?
Nothing special for me. Just keep calling. That's it. That's all I can
say. So basically, it's just keep calling.
Keep calling.
And let's face it, guys, Tom, Dave, you're going to find out that a lot of your loads or a lot of the customers you bring in, there are some that you won't even move freight with.
Oh,
yes,
I've seen
definitely.
That already. Mm-hmm.
That's going back to the rule you say 20-80, you know, always.
80-20.
80-20, oh, yeah.
And that's a topic for next week's call, by the way.
Okay.
But do you see that a lot of the customers that you bring in, they unfortunately sit by the sidelines. Do you see that?
Yes, I did. But another point for that is we just keeping those customers. You know, Ted. I mean, you added to your list, so you already have them. So nobody else can get them at least for 1 year. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? You need to just, you have more time to work on them, I mean, you have to just, you know, of course we try to move the load with them, but like some companies, they have lots of agents and they have, you know, lots of people working on the customer. It's really hard anywhere you touch.
Right.
But it's involved, you know, that's another point. So.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions out there? Hey, if you want to direct them at Tom and Dave, if you're open to guys, questions, comments, requests. Whatever you're looking for, guys, hit *6. Hit *6. Again, I'm not going to beg, plead. If I don't hear any questions soon, I'm going to end the call. But anybody have anything to say or ask, hit *6.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. This is Kim Johnson. And
Kim from Victorville, California. What's your
yes.
question, Kim?
Well, my question is, because I'm struggling coming into this field, the agents that are working with you now, what has been the biggest support that the agents are getting from LDI and everyone within the company? What's been the biggest support and motivating to keep you going and wanting to stay on the company, with the company?
My short answer is just to stay with Ted Keyes. You're in a good hands.
Thank you, Dave.
No problem.
Thank you, Dave.
True. You
hey, Dave. Dave, could
time.
You? Dave, Kim is with Landstar.
Yeah. I heard that in the beginning. So that's why I say, Kim, you need to be a little patient. Just, you know, like I say, just keep calling. Keep calling, Kim. After that, you're gonna see all the support is coming from the Ted or LDI. Okay.
Okay.
They got your back, but first, just everything is up to you, Kim. If you want to do it or no, you just keep calling, Kim. That's it. That's all I can say.
Dave, when did you start with me?
I started in January. Almost,
you started in January, so that's 11 months ago?
It's 10 months ago, 11 months
okay.
ago, yes.
And about how many loads are you moving a day now?
I mean, in the board, they say 90-something for last month, but usually between 3 to 4 loads a day.
Three to four loads a day, that's what you're covering?
Yes.
That is
okay.
awesome.
So, Dave,
no,
Dave
not,
when
it's
you...
not
Dave,
awesome, Kim. Kim is not awesome, you know. I need to move at least 8 to 10 loads a day, at least for now.
That's
I
your
mean,
goal, Dave?
Yes. Right now, I'm not happy with myself because I had that situation every day, so I'm not really happy. So that's why I was a little busy, but I start calling again, and I'm going to start bringing more customers in. So I hope I can reach that, you know. I will. I'm sure I will, but it takes a little time.
Dave, when you started with me, did you know anything about moving freight?
No, not really.
Oh, wow.
The funny thing about this is I hate it when this happens. It's a real indicator of the individuals coming in. But as everybody knows, I make you create your own Gmail account. Correct, Dave?
Yes.
I was on the verge of saying no to you, Dave, because when you created your Gmail account, you did it incorrectly.
Yes, I did, and I was some.
And I almost told you to.
No, you did, Mr. Key. Not almost. You did already. Okay, and after that, I call. I say, you know, while you're doing that, exactly the same
way. Didn't you beg me to stay on?
No, I didn't beg. I was.
I think you begged me to stay on, Dave.
That's the way I'm taking my customer, Mr. Key. I'm not going to give up.
Right, you were determined, and you did not take no for an answer. I understand that, and that's how I am in this business right now. I'm not taking no more no's. I need to be with a company that is going to allow me to grow to my maximum potential, and that's what I see is the possibility here.
Tom, do you have anything to share with Kim?
Our back office, between your office in California and our back office in Buffalo, you do not get any better than this.
Okay. Okay. I'm excited. I'll tell you, since I've gotten,
Tom?
Honestly, Ted, I've followed you for, before I even got started, but you wasn't offering this type of opportunity that fits my situation right now.
Well, what I offer fits every struggling freight agent's situation, Kim. Tom, you've been with us for how long?
Wow.
February, I started. Right?
February,
March,
okay.
And what's
your background in freight? Did you ever broker any loads before?
Never brokered, but I drove a lot of them. Never brokered them.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Tom, how many loads are you covering a day?
Right now, I've got a kind of an advantage. I'm doing about 7 or 8 of a day.
Do you need some help? Do you need assistance?
Yeah.
You're overworked. Because I can help you out there.
But here's the thing, Kim and everybody. You start somewhere, and you start. It's just like building a house. You build the basement. You build the foundation, and you start building up. If you stop building, the house will never get built. It's that simple. Would you folks agree with that?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And, you know, hey, a two-bedroom will turn into a three and a four-bedroom.
Well, I have a lot
Any
of
other
leads.
Questions, Kim?
I have a lot of leads. I have over 300 leads. I just
right.
have nothing to do with them.
Yeah, you just don't know. You don't know how to turn them into, well... you're not getting the training to turn them into to be successful customers.
No, and not to mention, I have a lot of bumping heads. I can't even get down my list because they're already taken within
right.
the company.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I still have contacts that I haven't even communicated with.
Right.
Okay. So I'm excited. Everything that I've learned so far has been great with you
okay.
today.
Great, Kim. And just so you know, we do this every Tuesday as well. Okay, next question, comment. Anybody have a win to share with us? Hit star 6. Looks like that's it for the day, guys. Hey, Tom, Dave, thank you so much for participating in this topic today. Would you say it's an important one?
It is.
It's a very important one.
If you're not generating leads, you're not posting loads, nor are you covering them.
I have one more thing.
Yes, Dave.
I just have a website. It's if anybody involved with the produce and fruit especially, that's government information. It's coming out every Wednesday. I don't know if you know about that or no. It's belong to USDA.
Okay.
So with that one, you can check all the prices. They move the load, especially in California because it's for the produce, North Carolina, South Carolina. They just highlight.
What's the name of the website, Dave?
What is that?
What's the name of the website?
The name of the website is marketnews.usda.gov.
Marketnews.usda.gov.
Yes, and you got to search for the if, for example, you want to go for the fruit and vegetable rate, on the left side there is a, you know, there is a box you can search over there. They show you the list, and every Wednesday a new one is coming out, and this is coming from the government. You can have all the rates. They're moving the freight. I mean, this part is very important for me because, you know, you're going to find out exactly, for example, last week, how much those shippers pay to the brokers or carriers. It doesn't matter because to them, they just reported as a, you know, freight move. How much did they pay to move the freight, for example, from California to East Coast? And that's that's a right, what's that, right numbers because it's coming from the government.
One more time on the website, Dave.
marketnews.usda.gov.
marketnews.usda.gov. Any other questions before we sign off, folks? Hit star 6. It's star 6. What remaining questions do we have for today?
Ted, you want me to give you another website on the phone?
By all means, Dave. What website is that?
Okay, the website, like I say, for everybody is new, and if you're looking for the good lead, producemarketguide.com.
Producemarketguide.com. One more time, Dave.
ProduceMarketGuide.com.
ProduceMarketGuide.com.
Yes.
ProduceMarketGuide.com.
Inside the website, you can see the produce wholesale, brokers, packer, grower. They have all of them, you know, in a different category, and you can access to anybody you want. So most of them, and the good thing is most of them have all information about the shipping decision maker.
Awesome, 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 Dave. Thank you so much for sharing that with us all. ProduceMarketGuide.com.
Let me give you another one too, Ted.
And one more, folks.
It's good for the Tom as well. It's Carriers in Food. It's a CARERS.
One more time.
C as in cat, A apple, R as in Robert, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, S as in Sam. Infood.com.
And just one more time, Dave.
Okay. CARERS infood.com.
CareersInFood.com.
That's all resources about the food manufacturing. They do not have too much lead for you like the one was for produce, but that's a huge and a very useful website.
Very, very, very thoughtful of you to share that with us, Dave.
No problem.
Thank you, Dave.
Nassim?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a question, Nassim?
No, I'm listening and... Very, very appreciate. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Ted.
Yes, very, very thoughtful of you to share that information, Dave. Thank you so much. Very generous of you.
Hello. Problem, sir.
Ted?
Go ahead.
Well, I would like to share with you guys because I feel like sharing is caring. And you
Absolutely.
Give me a lot of information here. If you don't already know, you can use Manta.com.
Absolutely.
What I love about Manta, which is something you stress highly, Ted, is having email contact. Now, everyone that I've looked up, they particularly have a whole lot of contact information, email, the name, the phone number, the address, the link to the website to see what kind of information you can find out about the company before calling. I love Manta more than Thomas. Net.com. That's
Manta,
my preference.
Manta.com. Absolutely, Kim. Yeah, Manta's been mentioned many times on our calls.
Ask a question from Kim?
Yes.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, Kim, I want to know, if you're looking at Manta, I know Manta very well, but what company do you target in Manta? I mean, what size of company?
Well, recently I was targeting the Christmas tree industry, Christmas tree farm.
I'm talking in general and about the size of the company, Kim.
As far as the size, there have been smaller sizing company because Manta tends to market a smaller company basis versus the Thomas Net. They have a bigger companies, I should say.
Sure. I got it. Thank you very much.
Guys?
If I may, Ted.
Yes, Nassim, fire away.
Yes. We were introduced to this service coming out from the corporate office for agents there that they can assist us with covering loads.
Go ahead, Nassim.
I have five loads I want to cover. I need power only carriers, and I'd like to offer you guys the same base of profit sharing with the corporate office. We share 30-70 when 70% of our commission stays with us, and they get the rest 30%. So, because of the snow there, because of the weather, the persons who are in this department, they're not available there. I mean, it was a wasted day for me. Anyways, on this thing. So anyone who knows power-only carriers, I have loads coming out from West Virginia to Arkansas. I'm willing and I'm offering the same split. 30% of my commission you'll get if you assist me with covering these loads.
Nassim, what is your number so people can call you with your proposition and their interest?
818-744-3253. It is again 818-744-3253.
818-744-3253.
Correct.
Okay. Anyone have any interest in assisting Nassim in sharing a profit split with him on his power-only loads? Give him a call. One more time, your telephone number, Nassim.
It is 818-744-3253. Thank
you. Okay. Wonderful, Nassim. Any other questions, Nassim?
No, I'm good so far. So
Nassim, you want to give us a little rundown on this new customer you're moving loads for?
Yes, this is, I would say, gigantic customer. I was struggling bringing them in. And with your assistance, we made it. Now for the real thing, we need to deliver. So I'm working on it.
Nassim brought this customer in, well, a week or two ago. What did you cover your first week, Nassim? Four loads?
I had four, but canceled one. They canceled one because the job there was canceled.
Okay.
Anyways, three loads for two days. I would consider it as a very good start.
That's right. So, Nassim, keep up the great work.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. Last questions, guys.
Ted, this is John.
Yes, John. Good to hear your voice, John.
Hey, you as well. Thank you. Just a quick win. The tail end of last week, made that one last call at the end of the day when I didn't want to, and got through to a manufacturing company. And by Monday, they gave me a shot on a load right away after speaking with them for about 5 minutes.
And you made that one last call, what, last Friday?
Yeah, at 4:30.
Awesome,
when
John.
It just seemed worthless, you know,
yeah.
I thought, now.
go on, John.
Anyhow, so that call turned into me getting a load. That one booked, and since then I got the whole entire list, and a second load booked, and we had two pending here, maybe any moment. I've got to check my voicemail as soon as I get off this call.
Go ahead, John.
No, you. Go ahead, Ted.
Is this the customer that you brought in today, John? Or the one you brought in last week?
Yeah, well, this is the first, this is the spa company.
Okay.
This is the spa company. So They
Right. Yeah, that's the one you brought in today. Well, you gave me their credit app yesterday.
Oh, correct. Yeah.
Okay. So you've got one load in the system, and then you've also covered another load already, John?
A second load. Yep. And
awesome.
I've got a rate confirmation. I've got to get out, and then I have two here pending, and I just got a whole month updated list. The exciting thing is that as I was talking with her, doing nothing, following exactly what has been outlined in this program and being cognizant and mindful of it, she gave me the names and numbers to two other, she's been in the shipping business for 18 years, of two other companies that she knows where friends work with the shipping managers there, to give them a call and use her name because she thinks they'd like me.
That is so awesome, John. You couldn't have an easier situation.
Yeah.
I was referred by Jill from Spa X.
Yep. Yep.
Outstanding story, John. Boy, thank you for sharing that. It's just an indication of what is possible by taking action.
It is. And if I can just say one last thing, the biggest thing that helped me in that is getting out of the way, simplifying it, and just following your process that you shared with us.
Thank you, John.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious. So,
doesn't everybody teach it this way?
No. No.
Okay. Thank you, John. I really appreciate the compliment.
You're welcome.
You've got to have a process. I don't know if any of you watch The Prophet. It's on CNBC Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. Basically, when you hear Marcus, the head guy, talk about what he has in place to be successful, he mentions people. What is that? Three P's.
Process and product.
Correct. People, process, and product. And what we focus on here is the process. That's what I teach you, the process to be successful. But obviously, you've got to be connecting with good people, too, and I've got to bring in good people as well. But those are the three things to focus on. Well, you focus on those and add on those, you're going to bring in results, successful results. So, boy, really, thank you for sharing that, John.
Well,
now, John?
Yes.
Before we leave, you must speak to Maria or Marilyn so they can show you how to move your loads through the system.
Right.
Because right now they're just sitting there, and you're not going to get low. You're not going to get paid on loads that are just sitting there and not being loaded in transit or delivered. Okay.
That's my next phone call.
Get with Maria as soon as we hang up here.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that, John. Yep. Any other questions or comments that anybody wants to share before we wrap this one up today, guys?
I'd like to just ask Dave for his phone number.
Dave?
I think he's on the phone there. He's on the phone working.
He's answering phone calls. He's got a lot of loads posted. But when you do what he does, Deb, you'll be doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Call me tomorrow. Here's what I'll do. Send me an email, Debbie. Send me an email asking for Dave's phone number. I'll shoot Dave. I'll forward that to Dave, and I'll let him respond to you, okay?
Great. Thanks, Ted.
You bet. Any other questions before we sign off? Been a great call today, guys. If you have any questions involving my topic, selling, motivating, or the process, 626-309-9141. Any questions about our top-of-the-line freight system, LDI Freight, same number, although for that you'll speak to Marilyn or my beautiful wife, Maria, 626-309-9141. Same number, different questions. I do motivating. I do the selling. Maria and Marilyn answer your questions on our LDI freight system. Folks, take care. God bless you all. It has been a pleasure working with you. We'll see you soon. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. You too.
Back at you in the scene.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.